Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste, inhlamulo, ya inkwasho, corner of wisdom, with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
Greetings in the name of the Lord. Let us turn to Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. We find these timeless words. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. These are tremendous words. Enoch, who walked with God, never died a natural death like all human beings. In fact, it is only two of them in human history who never tasted death. It's Enoch and Elijah. Enoch walked with God, and also Elijah walked with God. But God decided to take them, and they never tasted death. How is that? Maybe you may also develop a desire not to taste death like Enoch and Elijah. To me, whether you avoid tasting death and you are taken miraculously to God without tasting death, to me, it is not the most important thing. What is important is to die in the Lord. When we say dying in the Lord, we are saying when death comes to you or you die, you must die saved. You must die born again. And when you die saved, to you death is gain. Death is profitable. And that is what Paul often said, that if you live in Christ and you walk in Christ and you die in Christ, heaven is yours. It is amazing to know that Enoch, who was 65 years old when he beget Methuselah, and Enoch is in history as a man who walked with God. May God help me to be like Enoch in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. I admire Enoch for what the Bible says about him. Before his translation, he left this testimony that is so crucial. He left this testimony that he walked with God and pleased God. How can you walk with God is the question. I want to try to unpack it in a very simple way. It is my prayer that you and I will desire to walk with God like Enoch. You and I will desire to please God. You and I will leave this testimony in this world when God takes us to heaven, that we walked with God. And when you leave this testimony on earth of your walk with God, that will influence many people to have the same desire to walk with God and to please God. How can you walk with God? Number one, you must first seek the kingdom of God. You must be born again. You know, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. It is peace, joy, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Number two, in order to walk with God, you must have a relationship with God in Christ. You cannot have a relationship with God without Christ, because Christ is the door. Christ is the way. Christ is the answer, and Christ is the solution to your problems and to the problems of the world. And number three, in order to walk with God, you cannot walk with God unless you agree with what God says about you in His word. Did you know that the Bible does say something about those who are born again in Christ? Yes. If you walk with God, you are in God, you are in the Holy Spirit, you are in Christ, and God will take care of you, because You are not walking alone. You are not leaning upon your own understanding. You trust in God. And number four, you must take God at His word. The word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So if you take God at His word, you will enjoy walking with God and you will please God because you take God at His word. And number five, you must stand upon the promises of God. There are over 8,000 promises of God in the Bible for grabs. You can claim any of those blessings. The blessing of salvation, the blessing of the fruit of the Spirit, the blessing of deliverance, the blessing of healing, all these blessings are there for you to take. And number six, you must walk and be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not only make Jesus real in your heart. The Holy Spirit does not only baptize you with power to do the works of Christ, but the Holy Spirit leads you. After salvation, the Holy Spirit leads you to truth, and truth will always set you free. And lastly, you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. And that is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. May God bless you, my friend, as you walk with God, as you please God, as you take God at His word, and you will begin to develop confidence like Paul, who said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Who doesn't need God's strength in our generation when everything is falling apart? It is only God's strength that can give us that confidence for life and that confidence to do things. You cannot walk in this life without walking with God. You will be discouraged. You will be despondent. It is only when you walk with God that you will develop that faith that with God, all things are possible. May God bless you, my friend. Meet you next week.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org. Or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.